This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when Republicans are more and more favored to actually win control of the House of Representatives and probably of the Senate as well in November. But what's the future of the party after that? We will be hearing some wisdom in answering that question from Senator Ben Sass of Nebraska. He gave a remarkable speech last night at the Reagan Library, and it's part of their Time for Choosing series, and it deserves hearing by every concerned conservative in the country. We will also talk a little bit about basically approaches to this gun issue, which seems so polarizing and so unnecessarily polarizing when the great majority of Americans, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, seem to agree on some fundamentals. We will be speaking about that. But first, what happens to the ongoing effort of the so-called justice Democrats, Democrats on the extreme left, people who are part of the Social Democrats of America? We will talk about that and why it matters to people who are not Democrats. We'll be talking with Paul Kangor, who is a professor of politics at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And we will be talking with him about that right now on The Michael Medved Show. Paul, you with us?
Yeah, how you doing, Michael?
Doing very well indeed. You've written a piece about this latest battlefield in the ongoing fight with the Justice Democrats. First of all, I think you're right in pointing out that this is a long-term strategy to take over the Democratic Party by people who are to the left of Bernie Sanders. And why does that matter to Republicans, other than being an indication of the opposition weakening itself?
Well, and I would say that it matters to Democrats as well. In fact, moderate Democrats are really alarmed by this. James Carville, who I really wouldn't call a moderate Democrat, but he's a more traditional Democrat. I mean, he has, you know, very vocally in his own kind of screaming, raging Cajun way, remonstrated against this. You know, Nancy Pelosi, it supposedly even bothers Nancy Pelosi. And in this piece I did for the American Spectator titled Freaking the Hell Out of Congress, I quote Cenk Uygur, the founder of the Justice Democrats. And you can click the links in the article. He says it on camera, openly on his Young Turks TV show. He said, quote, what we need to do is take over the Democratic Party. We're going to primary all of the establishment Democrats. We're going to primary all vulnerable Democrats. We want hundreds. We want to replace Congress. And by the way, by we, he means this group, the Justice Democrats, and also the Democratic Socialists of America, which calls itself the largest socialist organization in the United States. And Cenk Uygur said, Michael, he said if they can get a couple dozen individuals like AOC, Ilhan Omar, you know, the nasty Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, he said, quote, people would freak the hell out, unquote. And that is exactly their strategy and what they do. And AOC was the literal poster girl for this. They take a more traditional Democrat in an area, I think her district was maybe the 14th in New York. I can't remember. Joe Crowley, I think, was the rep. Somebody who's been in there 10 terms, 14 terms, 15, you know, 20, 30 year kind of traditional Democrat, and they primary them. So if somebody like an AOC wins, there's basically no Republican competition in November because it's such an overwhelmingly Democratic district. So they replace these traditional Democrats with these far left, literal Democratic socialist types. And this is their strategy. They've been doing it aggressively since 2016. And if you just go down a list right now of the most left-wing members of Congress, right? Omar, AOC, Cori Bush, Tlaib, they are all these people. It's exactly who they are.
And they have a great deal in common with Summer Lee, who right there in Pittsburgh, she is taking the place as a Democratic nominee, at least, and is almost sure to be elected in an all Democratic district, of Congressman Ned Doyle, who was a pretty standard Democrat. What I don't understand is, and because I don't know that much about Summer Lee, but I know that she has a record of anti-Israel statements, and so do most of the people who have been successful in winning these congressional seats. How is it that this, which is not a huge issue generally to Americans at large, why is it something hatred for, a resentment of, hostility toward a Jewish state? How is it that it binds these people together?
Yeah, and that's true with Cenk Uygur. It's true with the Justice Democrats. And I followed the DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, for a while. They are very anti-Israel. And you know, they are so anti-Israel that it's bordering anti-Semitic, a lot of the different statements that are out there. At the very least, I think that's a justified criticism. They worry Jewish voters. And in fact, what's so remarkable about what happened with Summer Lee here in Pittsburgh is that she ran in the Pittsburgh district that includes Squirrel Hill. And Squirrel Hill is the famous Jewish neighborhood in Pittsburgh. I've been there hundreds of times. In fact, you and I talked about this, I think, the last time I did your show a few weeks ago. The New York Post and you know, all kinds of different Jewish publications locally and nationally were all focused on this race. And it was Squirrel Hill where the Tree of Life synagogue shooting happened just a few years ago, I think 2018. And so Summer Lee was running there. It really concerned Jewish voters. And they rallied behind a local businessman, Democrat, named Steve Irwin at the last minute. And Michael, the guy almost won. I mean, it came out of nowhere, out of 107,000 votes between him and Summer Lee. She won by about 700. All right, that's how close this was. And, you know, someone like Summer Lee, I mean, I've never seen Jewish voters in a Democratic primary so energized to vote against somebody. Like AIPAC, I think, spent something like $2.5 million running against Summer Lee. So this is very disturbing. And I don't mention this in the article, but somebody emailed me yesterday involved in Pennsylvania politics who's telling me that Mike Doyle, the resigning congressman that Summer Lee is going to replace, is looking at running against her somehow in November. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think he can run as a Republican. I don't know what he's going to do. But you know, this isn't over yet, although, frankly, it probably is over because, and this is the whole point of the Justice Democrats and the DSA, whoever they primary, when they win in that primary, they usually win the seat. So Summer Lee is probably in. But, you know, but it ain't over till it's over because she really has Jewish voters in particular worried.
Yeah, and there certainly we don't need another Cori Bush or another Ilhan Omar or another AOC. What's fascinating about this is that one would think that Democrats like James Carville would be able to get some attention to the destructive impact not only on the nation at large, but the destructive impact on Democratic possibilities for actually holding the Congress this time or for holding the presidency next time, because these squadsters aren't pro-Biden either. We will talk about this and more about Republican strategy for counteracting it with Paul Kangor of Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And what about that Pennsylvania Senate race? All important. We'll talk about it coming up.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Paul Kangor is a prolific author. His books often deal with counteracting some of the lies and the profound evil of communism, including his recent biography of Karl Marx, which, for people who don't know about the origins of this evil system, his book, which is posted right up on our website at michaelmedved.com, will give you background that you need. Okay, speaking about some of the key decisions that are going to be on the ballot, including continued support for the nation of Ukraine and its the struggle for survival, there are also decisions and issues that the Democrats are trying to promote because polling kind of indicates that they are more close to the center of national sentiment than Republicans are. Are you concerned at all, as somebody who wants to see a Republican House and wants to see a Republican Senate, are you concerned at all about the Democrats now relying on two explosive social issues, on abortion and on guns, where polling shows that most people seem more favorable? For instance, a big new poll in the Wall Street Journal, a conservative source, that shows that over two-thirds of Americans, highest ever, now say they want to see Roe v. Wade maintained. How do Republicans deal with that?
Amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And it's a good question. And I don't know what the kind of social unrest will look like this summer if it is indeed overturned by the court, which it looks like it probably will be. I mean, I don't know if you're going to see this sort of feminist version of BLM riots, right? You know, the summer of 2022 being like the summer of 2020, except this time by angry feminists. I don't know. And still, even then, November is far off. And so you get kind of stuck in the moment of, well, you know, this happened in Oklahoma or this happened in Uvalde, Texas, and so it's going to hurt Republicans in November. I still think the Republicans are going to win big. And Biden is not popular. Biden's approval numbers are actually lower than Donald Trump's right now, not by much. I think they're both like around, they have approvals of like around 43%. But Biden is not popular. The Democrats are not popular. I still think it's going to be a big year for the Republicans. And like, in fact, speaking here in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Senate race still hasn't really been called yet. Mehmet Oz is leading David McCormick by about 900 votes. This is crazy, Michael, right? Out of, I think, 900,000 casters, like 0.1% difference. And McCormick is still asking for a recount. But either of those two, whichever gets the nomination, ought to easily beat John Fetterman, who's the Democrat nominee. So I still think it'll be a good year for Republicans. But, yeah, I guess right now, looking at the day-to-day polling, you'd have to say that, you know, what's happened with guns and I guess maybe with abortion and Roe v. Wade, it maybe helps the Democrats a little bit. But I don't know. I mean, the country's more pro-life than it's ever been before. So that Wall Street Journal poll, I don't know. We'll
you know what I think it reflects, and this is my theory of it, because it's so surprising, because what you're right, what you're saying is right, is that I think it means that people don't understand what Roe v. Wade is. They don't understand what overturning it means. And I think that there's a great swelling crest of public sentiment who don't want to argue about abortion anymore. They don't want to hear it anymore. They're just tired of the whole thing. And the reason that they don't want to see Roe v. Wade overturned is because just hearing the rhetoric on both sides can be very wearying for many Americans at the center. And
that's right.
The country has enough.
You know,
go ahead.
Yeah, they don't know what abominable constitutional law Roe v. Wade is, right? How it relies on not a right to an abortion, which isn't mentioned anywhere in the Constitution, but a supposed right to privacy, and from that, quote-unquote, penumbras, right? They cast this shadow for this right to abortion. They have no idea just how utterly crazy it is constitutionally. And I mean, what's going to happen, frankly? In fact, I did a piece on this for Institute for Faith and Freedom website called The Abortion States of America, is that what will happen is what people like Judge Bork always said would happen. It'll be thrown back to the states. And frankly, it's not going to be completely illegal because people like Governor Kathy Hochul in New York, who's crazier than Andrew Cuomo was on abortion, Gavin Newsom in California, probably states too like yours, Michael, Washington, Oregon, Massachusetts, you're going to have a bunch of abortion states that not only are going to allow abortions in their states for residents of their states, but for women all around America. And Kathy Hochul in New York has already said openly, women of Texas, come to New York, right? We will welcome you with open arms. We will even help provide you with transportation to come here and get your abortion.
Yeah, abortion tourism is going to be a thing for New York State. And by the way, Kathy Hochul, I'm pretty sure, is a professing Catholic.
Awful.
As, of course, was Andrew Cuomo. And Newsom, too?
Yeah, Newsom, too. Newsom, Jesuit education. Kathy Hochul even went to Catholic University of America for a law degree. Catholic U wasn't as solid then as it is now. But yeah, she is, she's worse than Andrew Cuomo on this issue. It's really appalling where she stands. And lest we forget, our president, who said he's going to throw, quote, the entirety of the federal government, quote unquote, against these people to try to overturn Roe v. Wade, is a lifetime professing Catholic who used to.
Yes, and by the way, who sent his children, yes, including Hunter, sent his children to Catholic prep school.
That's right. That's right.
And,
it's an absolute train wreck. It's a huge embarrassment for us Catholics. Huge. Huge embarrassment.
Okay. Meanwhile, what do you hear about John Fetterman? Because there was a piece in National Journal yesterday. They said that Pennsylvania Democrats are investigating how to replace him on the ballot just in case all the rumors you hear about how serious his stroke was turn out to be true. And he's not up to a campaign.
It's quite possible, which would make Connor Lamb, who lost to him by 30 points, but who's definitely a more of a moderate Democrat, he's still a liberal, that might actually give the Democrats a better shot, frankly, against McCormick or Oz. That could very well happen, yeah.
Okay, and in terms of the long term, we will be talking about that and listening to what Ben Sess has to say. Find out more about Paul Kangor and his great work at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Grove City, a great educational resource for the whole country and not just for Western Pennsylvania. Check it out at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is The Michael Medved Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 390,000 jobs in May, extending the year-long streak of strong gains, the unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. The president addresses the nation following the release of that May jobs report, and the president was asked why inflation is so high, and once again, he's blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I understand that families who are struggling probably don't care why the prices are up. They just want them to go down. Joe, what are you going to do to bring them down? But it's important that we understand the root of the problem so we can take steps to solve it.
Republicans argue inflation has been rising since President Biden took office, instead blaming the spending packages Democrats passed last year. The president with nothing else on his public schedule today. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the great people at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Institute and Foundation have launched last year, more than a year ago, a Time for Choosing speaker series where they invited different voices in the Republican Party to come in and talk about the future of the party. The term, A Time for Choosing, the first really famous, celebrated political speech delivered by President Reagan before he was president, before he was governor of California. In 1964, he did a nationally televised speech, which was the highlight, literally, of the whole Goldwater campaign. And he basically talked about the fundamental choice, as he saw it, that Americans were making in 1964 between Barry Goldwater and Lyndon Johnson. And President Reagan's candidate, though President Reagan, the speech is a masterpiece. It's just very inspiring to hear it. In fact, we ought to go back at some point and just play excerpts from that 1964 speech by the greatest Republican politician of recent years, certainly. Certainly of the latter 20th century. Anyway, Ronald Reagan gave that speech, so now they use that title. They had one of the most promising and, I think, credible leaders of the future Republican Party, Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. And he delivered the speech to a wildly enthusiastic audience, by the way, talking about the current state of the government and of the party. Listen, clip 10.
Right now, we have a government of the weirdos, by the weirdos, and for the weirdos. Most real people are tuning out, regrettably, but understandably, and they're letting the very online, very angry dominate our politics. Our politicians now consistently act like jackwagons, and they do it for a reason. It's because they're primarily just performing for other jackwagons. Echo chamber politicians drinking their own bathwater isn't entirely new, of course, but what is new, and something is new here, is the instant feedback loop of social media. Politicians increasingly addict themselves to likes and retweets. And they act and they think, but mostly they just feel, like social media is where real life happens. Happily, they're very, very wrong.
Well, true, seems to me, it emphatically is. And he goes on to the current state of the Democratic Party. This is clip 11.
This is our moment, if we'll take it. The other party is increasingly drunk on elite leftism at the national level, woefully disconnected from their historic working class base in places like Nebraska. There is little room for honest debate inside the Democrats right now, when so many are sprinting from the somewhat left to the far left, frantically trying to recast themselves as mini Bernie Sanders bobbleheads. Their current student loan forgiveness proposal is a massive transfer from median Americans to richer Americans. Our current president won their primary, and then he was elected by claiming that he would be responsible and moderate, and then he immediately handed the staffing of his White House to far-left 20-somethings and a chief of staff who literally lives on Twitter. That is Ron Klain's constituency. This is a disconnected national party right now, and they are trying to choose between shout your abortion and defund the police. That's the range at the national level.
And then talks about the alternative, the true conservative alternative, clip 12.
I'm a Republican because I'm a conservative. And I'm a conservative because I believe in gratitude. Everyone born here is immensely blessed. And the heart of keeping the republic always starts with gratitude. American conservatives, we don't traffic in grievance. Our party must reject politicians who tell the American people that they're victims. We embrace leaders who tell the American people that we can write our own destiny. Americans have never wallowed in self-pity. The people who built this country and passed it on to us and sought to make it better and more expansive and more inclusive, they weren't whining. Our history is dominated by people who refused to settle. People who smashed barriers, men and women who built this better nation and bequeathed it to us. The Harriet Tubmans and the George Washingtons. Susan B. Anthony and MLK. Neil Armstrong and Rosa Parks. Amelia Earhart and Jackie Robinson. And the ever cheerful Ronald Reagan. We in this country and in this party, we embrace leaders who understand that America makes legends, not victims.
Okay, this is so close to home. People who've been listening to this radio show for some years, I talk a lot about the triumph and the need for gratitude over gripe, gratitude over guilt. He uses the term gratitude over grievance. Same idea. And again, we used to say that this is the show where you say every day, I am not a victim. And it's one of the reasons Republicans make a tremendous mistake when they want to cast themselves as victims of some kind of evil conspiracy. You make your own destiny. And Sass talks about conservatives and the nostalgia trap. Listen.
American conservatives don't peddle cheap nostalgia. Our moment requires leaders who will look the American people in the eye, tell them hard truths, but not sacrifice the optimism and the idealism and the aspiration. Americans have the confidence to innovate our way through challenges, for innovation is this nation's lifeblood. We invented the assembly line and the light bulb. The Wright brothers captured the world at Kitty Hawk. Americans walked on the moon. American companies just built the vaccines that defeated COVID. We're in the middle of a digital revolution that's going to upend a lot. It's going to jostle society. And it's happening whether we like it or not. Politicians who sell false promises of a return to a 1950s economy, they're selling opioids and dependency. It's the leaders who tell the truth about how Americans can go now and build the economy of the 2050s. Those are the people who empower our citizens. We should embrace leaders who understand that America has innovated, can innovate, and will innovate.
And finally, the party that backs freedom, 14.
Conservatives don't shrink meekly away from the global stage. We embrace leaders who have the strength to stand up to despots. Americans ended slavery. Americans defeated Nazis. Americans prevailed over communism. Americans must stand for freedom-loving people around the world. Don't listen to leaders who will make excuses for Xi or Putin. Don't listen to leaders who cut deals with the Taliban. Don't listen to leaders who play footsie with genocidal maniacs. We embrace leaders who tell the stories of the freedom fighters, who defend our allies, who champion human dignity, who celebrate the Hong Kongers in the streets, who arm Ukrainians, who sound the alarm for Taiwan, and who refuse to disguise the weakness of isolationism with the cynical false pretense of realism. This is indeed a time for choosing.
It is. And I do think that Senator Ben Sasse should be at least a consideration as that time for choosing moves forward. Look, this was so very clear about a new direction for the Republican Party, because the old definition, and people use it all the time now, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again but hoping for different results. We don't want a replay of the election of 2020. I mean, the election of 2020 didn't work out so well, did it? What we need is a new jolt of energy and clarity in the Republican Party. And that's over the issue of guns and everything else. We will be back with more on the MedVed Show. Governor Chris Christie coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to post up at our website, link to it, some of the quotes you just heard from Ben Sasse. I mean, I think that what he's talking about in terms of the future of the Republican Party is just about spot on. We are going to be speaking to somebody else with ideas about the future of the Republican Party, somebody who got into a bit of a back and forth with a former president named Donald Trump over the race in Georgia and what it meant and what the results meant. Talking about Governor Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, who will be joining us next hour. There's also been some heated back and forth, of course, already before they even have a specific bill that they're debating in the House of Representatives. Well, they have the Protecting Our Children Act, which Nancy Pelosi has put together, which is a series of small reforms, and none of them sweeping or devastating. For instance, they're talking about raising the age for the purchase of so-called assault weapons, AR-15 style weapons, raising the purchase age, availability age to 21 from 18. But Mondaire Jones, who is considered to be one of the few people in the so-called progressive wing of the party who might have a political future, because, again, he's in New York State, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and both of them appear to be extremely eager to go on to higher office, and both of them had been talked about as challengers to Chuck Schumer, but that's not happening. Mondaire Jones had a warning for Republicans. Listen.
You will not stop us from advancing the Protecting Our Kids Act today. You will not stop us from passing it in the House next week, and you will not stop us there. If the filibuster obstructs us, we will abolish it. If the Supreme Court objects, we will expand it, and we will not rest until we have taken weapons of war out of circulation in our communities. Each and every day, we will do whatever it takes to end gun violence, whatever it takes. What we will do is not fail the children of this country the way that you have failed us.
Okay, this is outrageous. To end gun violence? To end gun violence? How much do you want to wager that there will not be an end to gun violence, even if the most sweeping legislation imaginable is passed? Gun violence existed in America long before AR-15s. And again, this idea of apocalyptic warnings and heavenly promises, messianic promises, they're both stupid because there's such a thing as reality. And the American people, I think, would be very, very happy if we reduce gun violence. But ending it, isn't that just a little bit over the top? I think more than a little bit. And in fact, making essentially the same point very well as he does, Tom McClintock, who's a Republican from California, made the point that no gun legislation is going to eliminate the problem of crime. This is clip four.
The left lives in this fantasy world where all they have to do is pass a law against a criminal from obtaining a gun to have it obeyed. Yet, as Kincaid demonstrated, there are limits to the efficacy of our laws. The madmen in Uvalde didn't obey them, but everyone else around that gunman did, and that made them defenseless. And so he operated with impunity in an environment where the gunman was king. And he knew that was a safe environment for him to do violence, as his own diary noted, because he knew no one would be there to return fire. When are my friends going to take the world as it is and not as they wish it to be?
David Chicalene, who's, again, a very articulate, aggressive, democratic progressive from Rhode Island, got heated during the gun debate and actually spoke with some rough language. This is Democrat David Chicalene, clip one.
You know who didn't have due process? You know who didn't have their constitutional right to life respected? The kids at Parkland and Sandy Hook and Uvalde and Buffalo, and the list goes on and on. So spare me the bullshit about constitutional rights.
Would the gentleman
not be? No, I will not yield, and I'm not going to yield for my entire 5 minutes, so don't ask again.
He's debating with Matt Gaetz there, and Chicalene goes on, clip 19.
I don't think there is a single incident, and maybe there's one, but I've not found one, of an assailant using an assault weapon that was stopped by a person with a gun. So this is a, just, and maybe there's one of the thousands and thousands and thousands of shootings.
Okay, I think there are several, and usually it's not someone with a gun. That's the point. It's not just someone who happened to have a gun. If someone has an assault weapon, it usually takes a whole group of law enforcement officers to take him down. And but that's not an argument for fewer weapons altogether. It's an argument for more weapons in the right hands, which is the crucial element of all this gun control debate. And then there was this from a very impressive young Texas state senator, Roland Gutierrez, who spoke about what went wrong and all of the confusion on the ground at Uvalde. This is clip five.
They do not, and the state authority does not know who Uvalde police was communicating the 911 calls to. What we do know is that the 911 calls were not being communicated to the so-called incident commander, Officer Arredondo. They were being communicated to a Uvalde police officer, and the state agency that I have spoken to has not told me who that is. Systemically, we live in rural Texas, where differing counties and different entities contract with different radio companies, and we don't have them talking to one another on one uniform system. That's an absence of leadership. starts at the top. It starts with the legislature. Everybody's to blame for what went on, including Greg Abbott in a very big way. On some level, even including me, who didn't yell loud enough.
That's Senator Gutierrez from the Texas State Legislature speaking about some of the many failures in Uvalde. This email came in, and it's an important email, and it's very well written. It's by Aaron in Otis Orchards, Washington. He says, "Hey, Michael, listening to hour one of yesterday's program, I have so many thoughts it's difficult to articulate. But in light of the rise of violent crime, normalizing of violence through entertainment, etc., I feel like we continue to chop at the branches. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a conservative," he writes, "in favor of new gun legislation. New laws aren't going to make it difficult for me to obtain a firearm, but it may make it more difficult for a crazed individual. The right talks more about mental health. The left talks more about guns. We end up fighting and rarely is anything solved. I feel like, and this may be unpopular to voice, that many, if not all of our social issues stem from the breakdown of families. I think there is legislation we can pass in order to keep people safer, but legislation won't change people. And I fear it's the breakdown of families, individuals, etc., that truly has this negative impact. How do we fix it? I don't know. I'm religious, and I believe in a higher power that helps people. But I don't believe you need to be a religious person to be a good person. Many of my close friends and family aren't religious and don't believe in God. I don't know what the answer is. But ultimately, I don't believe legislation is going to fix people, though it may help save some lives." Thoughts? I agree with everything you say. I mean, those are my thoughts, and very well said, Aaron. I think if people would stop trying to look at, okay, we're going to stop and end gun violence, what we need to do is what was done in the 1980s, late 1980s and 1990s, which is whittle away at crime, cut it down, pare it back, get law enforcement better, not perfect, but better. And in terms of the family, that is the deepest problem culturally that we have. Because everybody knows family matters most and is needed by this country. But it will be a complicated and long-term process to rebuild that aspect of this greatest nation on God's grace.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.